Hallo und herzlich willkommen. Mein Name ist Tim Sänger und ich begrüße dich zu einer neuen Folge des Investor Stories Podcast. Erfahre von anderen Investoren, wie sie gestartet sind und welche Erfahrungen sie auf ihrem bisherigen Weg gemacht haben. Lass dich von ihren Geschichten, Strategien und Vorgehen inspirieren und schreibe deine eigene Investor Story. Bevor wir in den heutigen Podcast starten, nur der kurze Hinweis, dass das folgende Interview von Endemo inhaltlich sowie finanziell unterstützt wurde, wir aber natürlich trotzdem unsere Fragefreiheit beibehalten haben und versuchen, euch den größten Mehrwert zu liefern. Das Interview ist auf Englisch, weil der CEO aus Riga, Lettland kommt. Das tut dem Ganzen aber keinen Abbruch. Es ist wirklich ein sehr, sehr spannendes Investment. Ich bin selber investiert und es ist definitiv mal etwas anderes. Viel Spaß mit der heutigen Folge. Hello and welcome to the Investor Stories podcast, and I'm happy to have today Sergey with me. He is the CEO of Endemo, a very interesting investment platform offering discounted debt investments, something that we haven't discussed here on the podcast previously. So I'm very much looking forward to learn a little bit more of Sergey's and Endemo, and welcome to the podcast.
Hey, greetings, Investor Stories listeners. Hi, team. I will be glad to share insights of the Endemo story and our revolutionary discounted debt product we have launched.
Amazing. Yeah, maybe let's start first with a little bit about yourself. Like, what is your background? How did you get into the financial industry? And how did you end up with setting up and scaling Endemo?
No, sure. First of all, I'm not just a CEO, I'm also one of the co-founders. So, untypically for Endemo, we had a quite broad list of co-founders, so around 10 of them. And all of us, or majority of us, we are coming from investment banking background. So personally, me, I have a legal background. I graduated from law school, and then I spent 10 years in a bank, one of the biggest bank in the Baltics, working in the investment services field, providing legal support for regulatory and legal side of the investment services. And after that, I spent a couple of years in Mintos marketplace, one of the biggest loan investing platforms in Europe. Most probably, it's also well known to German community too. So 4 years ago, when I basically was working at Mintos, we gathered with co-founders and decided that it's time to set up, establish the Endemo. What is Endemo? It's a short name of Investment Democracy. So basically creating the venue which will give access to retail investors, like private investors, to the investment opportunities which was unavailable to them before, because when we were working in a bank, we saw that there is plenty of different very appealing and interesting investment opportunities on the market, but they are reserved only for bigger investors, for professional investors or high net worth individuals. But for regular private investors, it is something that the entering ticket is too high for them to get there. And with this vision, we wanted to create the venue which will give regular private investors ability to invest in something which is very interesting and appealing. And with this in mind, we came up with the first and core product which Endemo is offering now. It is discounted debts, or investing into mortgage non-performing loans coming from Spain.
Yeah, then let's elaborate a little bit about what these discounted debts, some might even call it distressed debt investments. So what is it? Like, what is the investment case and how do they work? Because it's, I guess, kind of different than the classic lending platforms that you might know from the Baltics, as it's a different kind of product.
Yeah, Tim, definitely. So discounted debts, as we call them on Endemo, or distress assets, or I would even say the more precise name would be mortgage NPLs or mortgage non-performing loans. It's asset class which existed on the market for decades, but it was definitely the part of the institutional market. So big buyers, big sellers, like big banking groups, in international funds, well-known international funds with US source or even international source, and well-known servicing company. It is the main players who work with this market for years. But what we did at Indimo, we basically were the first platform, the first investment vehicle, which allowed retail investors to try and invest in such asset class, which was unavailable to them before.
Perfect. And the idea basically why it is attractive to invest in these steps is that you basically can acquire a debt note carrying 100% or 100 euro or whatever amount you would put on it at basically, for example, half of the price that it's denominated for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we could slightly elaborate on this. So the idea of the NPL, I would say, despite the fact, is it something that it's tradable on the institutional market or on the Indimo, the retail segment? The idea is that usually the banks, credit institutions, they have on their balance sheets deposits and loans, like classic banking banking structure. So in their loan book, considering the different economical cycles, they have part of the loans which becomes late. Yes, first of all delayed, then late, and at the end of the day they become defaulted. In Europe, in European Union, considering that the credit institutions, banks, they operate according to the unified regulatory parameter, credit adequacy regulation, and other common regulations existing for decades, there is quite strict requirements from the ECB and from the national central banks or FSAs, which said what part of the defaulted loans a bank can hold in their balance sheet and for what time. If this part start to increase, then there is rules that bank should restructure its balance sheet by some different instruments and ways and get rid of the part of the loans which are defaulted. It's one, like, by basically one per, like, why one of the reasons such product arises on the market. And second one is that for the bank, the core business for the bank is banking, like giving loans, accepting deposits, providing some advisory services, etc. And this being said, the bank is not a pound broker or servicer, so it's not core business for bank to work with debtors, with like mortgage real estate. And usually banks sell such portfolios to the professionals who have the relevant expertise at the discount, because there is different models which are applied, and the usual setup is that banks sell the NPL, non-performing loans, at a discount, which is reflected from the, in our case, today we speak about mortgage NPLs. We have different other NPL types like consumer loans, like car leases, whatever. But today we focus on the mortgage loans because it's core product for Indimo. Then in this case, the bank sell the mortgage NPL with a significant discount from the real estate, which is initial collateral when the bank originated, issued loan to some borrower, which at the later stage defaulted. Then in this market there is professional market players servicers, advisors. You will find well-known legal firms, well-known servicing companies, debt collectors, and advisors as Big Four and others who participate and give the benefit that this market is really quite liquid and quite institutional one. There is a lot of customs which set the rules for the market, and basically it's not something was created at the but by some one, two players. It's basically something which exists and is performing according to the set rules. And also regulation, when like basically one step down, I would say, let's look into the case of Spain, because currently the product which we are offering, it comes from Spain. So in Spain, there is a special legal regulatory enactments. We set this market so only the professional market players who have a special authorization to work with debtors, to work with debts from the Central Bank of Spain, are allowed to buy the debts from the banks. Because at the end of the day, you work with the consumers, so there should be ethical code and rules how you behave. So yeah, this is basically quite regulated and quite set market, which exists not only in Spain, also all over the Europe. But considering Spain, as we spoke today, we will look more specifically into the Spain case or opportunity we have.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So in general, you would say that it does not make that much of a difference if you are in Spain or anywhere else in the European Union or at least the Eurozone. You come basically, or Indemo is based in Riga, Latvia. You elaborated a little bit already on it, but like, why did you start in Spain? Like, why is it attractive? Of course, there's this special license the servicer companies need. But what are the factors you considered when you started doing the discounted debt investments in Spain?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's usually interesting question which we usually got. So if you're offering a product which is sourced, comes from Spain, what the heck you guys are doing in Latvia? But the reason is quite logical. So first of all, Baltics and especially Latvia, it was tech savvy countries in Europe. So Latvian regulator is I would say it's easier to approach it with some innovative investment services or financial services models. And this being said, as like some of your investor stories community members know, historically in Latvia there was a lot of platforms which were offering P2P, peer-to-peer or loan investing opportunities. And 10 years ago, the Central Bank of Latvia, at that stage it was the Latvian FSA, it told that it's time to become the regulated. And it was around 5 years, which took for all the market players to get the licenses or leave the market. In Latvia, the model of investing in loans is set through the MiFID license. So Indemo and other couple of other market players were licensed as MiFID investment firms. So quite, I would say, comprehensive and heavy license we have. And investment opportunities are structured in the form of securities. So investors on Indemo, they invest in notes, which is asset-backed security, which is also issued according to the regulatory parameter, which is common for the whole Europe, it's prospectus regulation. So I would say it was technical and regulatory opportunity to create the venue, to get the license and get the approval to offer such unique product as like investing in mortgage NPLs for retail investors and offer them to the investors all over the Europe. So we use this opportunity. So this is why our operational team, the platform team, is situated in Latvia. On the other side, we have professional market, we have cooperation partners, professional market players who operate in Spain. As I mentioned, to buy debts from the banks, to service them, to proceed to recoveries, provide performance, you need to have proper authorization also in Spain to work with debtors, to work with consumers. So our cooperation partners, with currently we are cooperating under this notes issuing and offering structure, they are professional market players in Spain. And why basically we get to this model, it is one of, and like even a couple of our co-founders, they had initial lending, mortgage lending business in Spain, and they started also working in this NPL market around 10 years ago. So they worked, as I mentioned, with institutional, with high net worth individual funds. It was main equity for buying stock of NPLs, working with them. And then we realized 4 years ago when we started in Demo that there is a huge opportunity to offer this very understandable, and on one hand, if you look at it, it's some sort of complex instrument, but on the other side, basically you're investing in the real estate, which is very well known to all of us, like regular private investors or consumers. And we saw this opportunity that we could try to offer this unique instrument, unique product to the retail segment, to investors coming from Europe, and we did it. So this is how we get to the Indemo and the ability to offer products of NPLs now to German investors and basically investors from all over the Europe.
Perfect. Like, what kind of returns can you get from these kind of debt investments? And especially because you need to go through the collection process, basically. To maybe you could also elaborate on what steps it's get until you get these returns, or if you might to get them earlier, or how long it could take to realize the collateral behind the debt.
Sure. So I would say I would start with slightly elaborating and explaining our listeners the life cycle of the NPL. So how it's getting, like, gets its birth and then gets to the repayment, which creates the profits our investors on Indemo can earn. So as I mentioned, everything starts with a bank. So there was some mortgage consumer loan issued to some Spanish Spaniard borrower. Something happened in our life and the borrower stopped paying his installments. And after some while, bank identified this loan as a defaulted. Then it was basically, for some while it was with the balance sheet of the bank, and then at one point the bank sold it to the professional debt market buyer. What happened during this time? During this time, when the debtor was in default, the debt amount, like here we look in the standard like consumer loans where the initial payment or first installment paid by the consumer is usually quite low, as we are used to in European Union. So it could be from 5 to 20%. And the remaining 90-80% would be the principal of the loan provided by the bank. And definitely we have residential real estate behind. So currently on Indemo, we focus only on the residential consumer loans debts. We don't offer, I don't know, commercial debts or where the collaterals are, I don't know, commercial premises, I don't know, factories or hotels or shopping malls. We speak about the regular consumer loans with a residential property behind it. So, I don't know, the apartment or semi-detached house, townhouse or villa somewhere in Spain. And we will speak about the focus in the next chapter. But today, let's focus on the life cycle, which I started. So after the debtor defaulted, then the debt usually increases over the time. In some cases, the debt could be even higher than the real estate value, because time is ticking and the interest, penalty interest, like legal fees, are increasing over the time. In some cases, the debt might be higher than the real estate value. In some cases, when the loan principal given by the bank wasn't so significant, then the debt could be slightly lower than the real estate value. And when the bank sells the debt to the buyer, to the servicing company, it might be also our cooperation partner, who you will find on Indeemo platform, the bank sells the debt with a discount. So what is a discount? From what metrics do we calculate it? So discount is usually from the real estate value, which on the platform you will find the parameter called PTV or price to value. So this metric reflects how the big discount is, meaning that there is investing price and there is real estate value. And usually on Indeemo you will see the debts with a discount of, I would say, 30-40% from the market price of the real estate. So you will see the PTVs of 60-70%, which reflect this discount. The other metric is PTD or price to debt, which reflects other discount from the total debt the debtor owns. And here usually will be the same discounts of 30-50% from the investing price towards the total debt. This will help us to understand how the profitability are extracted later on. So basically the servicing company bought the debt from the bank, and then the debt is listed on Indeemo, so it's made available for investing to our clients. Our clients invest basically and choose what debt, what real estate they like. So we made the platform very transparent for each investor, basically to feel that it's real distressed asset investor, so he could explore and review all the necessary details, all the necessary documents which can be disclosed. So real estate valuation is provided, so investor could validate the valuation of the real estate, see how the big discount I just mentioned is, and also explore, we have the investing like map investing view, so investors can see in which location of Spain the real estates are situated. For example, some investor might prefer some particular regions of the Spain or some big cities or like seaside or I don't know, islands, Balearic Islands or Canary Islands. So there is plenty of things to offer. And of course, the other significant factor is also the recovery stage. So banks usually sell debts on different recovery stages. And recovery stages is the thing basically where the debt are in current stage at the legal recovery flow. We call it flow. So it also reflects the how big the discount is. So, for example, if the bank is selling and on Indeemo you could invest in early stage debts, which means the legal recovery just started, so you should go through all the legal recovery process before you get the repayment or recovery and the profit, then usually the discount is bigger because the timing might be bigger, and the debts which are in more late recovery stages, for example, when the recovery is reaching the auction or there is a real estate takeover, then the discount will be less because it will be less time. So basically when you start your investing journey on Indeemo, you will see how big the discount is, where is the location, what the recovery stage is. And you could basically feel your real debt market investor, and you could make the informed decision when choosing one opportunity over the other. Basically final part of this quite broad description for this question is how the recovery is ensured. So basically how investors get their initial investment back and how they get the profit and how big the profit or return might be. So here is that each debt which was bought and listed on Indemo, it advances in the legal recovery flow I just mentioned. So in some cases it might take longer, in some cases it can make shorter, but it's all the time the legal recovery which starts in the court, go through all the court stages, then there is an auction, and usually there is two way outs from the auction, or some third party buyer buys the debt, like buys the real estate on the auction, and investors get the cash out, or there is, for some reason, there is no buyer on the auction, then the servicing company, the cooperation partner, overtakes the real estate and sell it on the real estate market for basically also generating the cash out. It's a standard procedure which is also provided. We were working hard to make it very standardized, very informative, so each investor who invested in any debt on Indemo, they have the interface, special interface in their portfolio on the platform, when where they could follow the progress, how their debts are progressing, when the recoveries could happen, and also get the notification when the debt progressed to the next station, to the next stage of the recovery. The other, there is also two alternative recovery scenarios, which is also major. Besides the legal purchase process I just mentioned, there is also out-of-court settlement. So the cooperation partner, they have the out-of-court settlement team, which also tries to settle with the debtor, agree on the settlement, and usually provides them some possibilities to either to write off excessive debt, offer some, I don't know, some help, I don't know, renting the apartment for some while, for the debtor to agree to settle, and either to attracting some real estate buyer, or basically overtaking the keys, the possession, and then selling the real estate on the open market. It's this option, if it realizes, not in all cases it's possible to settle with the debtor. It depends, for example, is there is anyone to negotiate with, because in some cases debtor might be already passed away, or I would say, how adequate is the debtor, and it depends. But I would say 20-30% of the cases, they usually go to the out-of-court settlement exit, and out-of-court settlement could happen quite fastly. So from the past recoveries we had on Indemo, the majority was closed in 3-6 months, so it's usually quite fast. We call it fast track, because investors could get the return quite fastly, and also IRR return levels, considering analyzed return, could be pretty high. And last exit scenario is a secondary market sale. So servicing company works with a legal recovery, for example, goes through the main court step, and then sells the debt to other servicing companies with a margin, which also creates a return and profit to investors. So in a nutshell, this is three key exit scenarios, like legal recovery, goes through the all stages and sells the debt on the auction. The second is out-of-court settlement, and the last one is sale on the secondary market. This creates the returns on it for investors on Indemo.
Great. Yeah, that's also very interesting, and it really highlights that it's like, if you invest in a note in Indemo, it's different, that you don't get a fixed interest rate and to have a fixed repayment date. It's really depending on the amount that you can sell the collateral for, or if you get an early out-of-court solution, and then it also varies, of course, then by time on what the repayment is. So from a time horizon, what would you think would be ideal for an investor to invest in Indemo?
Yeah, so Tim, I suppose our listeners would probably ask, Sergey, it's cool, like, very clear about the exit scenarios, so how, like, what will be the horizon, and how much, what would be the return rates? So sure, I would say it's a major question. So here we are, you're completely correct, told that in a case of a discounted debt product on Indemo, we don't have a fixed repayment term or fixed schedule, maybe as our listeners who invest in bonds are used to. In our case, we work with assumptions. So the key assumption is that investors get the repayment around in 2 years, so at average in 2 years, and return level will be around 15% per annum, so 15% per annum. We used several assumption scenarios, and the one I just mentioned with 2 years, 24 months, and 15% per annum, it's so-called moderate scenario, and they are disclosed on our, we have on our website, first of all, the prospectus, as notes are public securities or securities which are issued publicly. So everything I just told about the structure, there quite detailed description provided in the prospectus, which was reviewed by the Central Bank of Latvia. And the other key document, it's Key Investor Document or KID, which also regulation requires us to publish. But the main thing is that we describe the key scenarios from the stress scenario to the like optimistic scenario. And it plays around the real estate prices decline or increase, and the horizon which needed to recover the old debts in the portfolio. And as I just mentioned, I would say the main horizon, target horizon for discounted debt product is around 2 to 3 years at average. And in worst case, in stress scenario, some debts might last for around 4 years. For example, the debt get to the court, which is very overloaded. There was some judicial system strikes in Spain, which could happen. Or, I don't know, everything what worse could happen with this debt. So it usually can be 4 years. And with the return levels I just mentioned, the target one is 15% per annum. And we could speak about two-digit returns mainly, but in some worst-case scenarios I just mentioned, where the key risk is timing, but let's leave it for the next question, then the return for some exceptional cases could come to the high one-digit number.
Okay, which is still, of course, pretty good if you then diversify, which, of course, I guess is also very important. Not just put all eggs in one basket, a standard a thing in investing, that it's also, of course, here the case that you shouldn't like pure all your money in one thing, a discounted debt investment, but rather pick a few of them. And, of course, it's now also possible in the platform. If you can also elaborate a little bit about the investment structure that you can pick, as you said, the real estate and discounted debts yourself. So you can basically really build your portfolio how you like it and do the composition that you have a good diverse portfolio of multiple discounted debt investments.
Right, Tim. Yeah. So looking into the diversification topics, and we have launched Indemo live 2 years ago, so we have an anniversary in November, and we have listed more than 130 debts so far, so 130 properties, and what significant event we did in this year November, we get the permission from the Central Bank of Latvia to offer ability to invest into individual debts. Before the regulation was so that we needed to offer some sort of basket notes when you invested in eight debts inside of the basket. Now you could invest in so-called one node, one debt. So you could cherry pick, invest in particular debt, particular property you like. With this being said, we also rebuilt and revamped the platform interface, which now makes it easier for investors to explore what is in the current offering. And we try to ensure that at least 10 different properties are circulating on the platform anytime. So the supply at least 10, and we are working to increase supply even more. Investors have more diversified investment opportunities on the platform. And we also added different filtering and sorting options. So investors, being the pilot in this distressed asset investing market, they could choose what they want to invest into, choose the recovery stage they like. For example, some investors are more aggressive. They want to invest in early stage debts, with like looking into the out of court settlement possibility. Some more conservative investors, they could invest in late stage debts, looking into more into less timing, into more, I would say, more faster returns, but maybe their level would be slightly lower. Also, somebody chooses some locations they know where is the more potential, and the much other factors they take into consideration. The real estate type, for example, not just in apartments, or like making the portfolio very balanced.
Yeah, I guess that's also very interesting, because it's really all about accessing the good opportunities to have a good outcome at the end. And of course, you, not only the investor selects the investments on the platform, but you also do that beforehand, before even putting that on the platform. So it would be really interesting to get to know how you and your partners get access to good opportunities, how you get the sellers of the debts. You mentioned the banks. Why would you be the party to cover to acquire these debts and not any other professional investors, and then also acquire the best and most profitable ones?
Yeah, sure. This is quite a significant, I would say, value benefit, which is available on Demo. So first of all, we should underline that, as I mentioned, only residential properties or real standing residential properties are offered, so which make us slightly different from other real estate investing platforms, where usually investors invest in some development projects, construction projects, when basically there is a lot of construction risks ahead. In our case, this is something that exists, fully commissioned residential property. Yeah, and looking into the due diligence part, so cooperation partners do quite significant homework before the debt really comes to the Indemo and is listed. So first of all, the cooperation partners, they use their equity to buy the debts on the market. So firstly, they buy them into their portfolio, and only then, after some qualification criteria meeting, they go to the Indemo platform. During the due diligence process, which is having several layers before debt is really bought, the cooperation partners, they look, so there is several due diligence parts of. One is legal due diligence, so all the legal documents are being checked, that the loan contract is in place, that mortgage have legal force, there is no legal risks identified in the initial loan documents, so there is risk of something splitting or going out during the court process is being minimized through the legal review of the file. The second one is a market due diligence, so the independent appraisal of the real estate which backs this debt is ordered from the independent appraisal companies. Also, there is internal valuator within the cooperation partner, which also gives his judgment on the real estate price, on the liquidity. And also, the last check is Idealista, so one of the biggest real estate portals. It's the biggest real estate that adds portal in Spain, and now they're also having quite big market part in Italy and Portugal. So Idealisti is also offering the big data real estate prices database as a product. So basically three valuations are made and compared to get to the most realistic and real estate value. When the real estate value is set, also it's considered distressed value, also because like everybody understands that it's impossible to get into the real estate because it might be debtor living, because it's still recovery, foreclosure taking place, or some third party third parties living there. So the valuation reflects that the real estate, when it will be overtaken, it will be in bad condition. So it makes the valuation even more conservative, more pessimistic. And basically with the market due diligence and legal due diligence, usually just 5-10% of the stock offered is really being bought, because all remaining 90% usually doesn't meet either legal due diligence or market expertise. Speaking about the focus of the real estates or debts which are bought, usually it's mid price segment. We know that the mid price segment usually has the best liquidity. Also, the valuation, the price could be set quite precise, quite concrete. So we don't go into some social real estates, like low price real estates, and we also don't go to the luxury segment, high price segment, because there might be challenges with the liquidity and also setting the correct price. Usually it's mid price apartments, semi-detached houses, usually in the outskirts of big cities like Madrid, Valencia, Barcelona, so villages near the big cities where regular Spaniard inhabitants live. Also, there is stock coming from the seaside, which is well deserved as a second residence by the Spanish people or expats, and also from islands like Balearic Islands or Canary Islands. So it's a focus target real estate usually we buy on the market and which go to the in demo.
Okay, that's pretty interesting, and also of course that raises it does cause a little bit the question: how much quality debt is there in the Spanish market, and like how far can you grow in Spain, or what you need, or is it already also planned to enter different kinds of either loan segments, of course on the commercial side, or but also other kinds of car lending or whatever, or other jurisdictions, or what are your plans?
Right. Yeah. So first of all, I would say there is opportunity, what we see currently in Spain. Everything basically has some historical roots. Spain is the number four largest EU economy, so it's quite huge market. It's worth thing. And the second one is historically, after the big financial crisis, the market of debts was growing. And this made the market of debts quite used to buyers and sellers, and this is why big buyers like international funds like BlackRock or Blackstone initially 20 years ago came there, which makes this opportunity, because I had the conversations with Linklaters partners of Linklaters in Germany, in Frankfurt. I asked, gentlemen, do you have such opportunity in Germany? And they told, no, we don't have such opportunity because there is no market. I don't know. There was no grounds to such market to happen, and in Spain historically it is so. So we see that some big four evaluates this market for a couple of billions, so quite big market I would say, and it's not going down, so it's something that exists and balances on the same level, which takes the headache from us for the supply. So we see that the enough supply for us growing, increasing and delivering still good quality depths there. Considering that we work in this institutional market, we should also mention that currently Spain is in Eurozone, it's feeling quite good. So if we look into the real estate market, then we see that prices of the real estate, square meter price, average one, this year, I suppose it was in summer, it's reached pre-big financial crisis prices. So it's recovered after 20 years, it's recovered to the heights it was pre-crisis, which is quite a good indicator. And we see that the demand is huge. So currently the demand in Spain is much higher than the supply. This is grounded by the quite increasing the home demand, like demand from local Spanish buyers, and also definitely the expats. So people from Eastern Nordics, from Eastern Europe, from Central Europe, they're coming to Spain. Yes, initially it was like quality of life concerns. So people want to, to go be outside in shorts, have more sun, have more good food, and etc. And with geopolitical tensions currently on the eastern border of Europe, definitely it also creates a flow of people who could afford live more far away from the things that are happening in Russian and Ukrainian conflict now. And this creates a quite big demand, and the construction pace in Spain is even if it is growing, it's impossible for them to satisfy the current demand, and we don't see any obstacles which could make this demand go lower. So I would say, in a nutshell, Spain have the opportunity. First of all, it's a quite big market with a good supply, and on other case, real estates are growing, which also makes the potential demand returns even more appealing. And this being said, I would say that as we work in institutional market, definitely there is no like one Spain standing. There is opportunities, and the big buyers, big sellers, they all work pan-European. So we spoke about them, and they say, yes, there is opportunities in Portugal, there is opportunities in Italy, in Greece, in France, but in our case, considering our background of banking, institutional banking, then we are quite conservative. We don't want, there is some examples of debt real estate investing platforms which were running just to provide some geographical expansion, and probably some part of our listeners know how it ended. There was lack of expertise in new markets, and which lead to the bad management and losses for investors. In our case, we see the opportunity in Spain. We will be working on it for a couple of years, definitely. And in midterm horizon, we could also open new markets, but with not a hurry.
And that sounds good, and it's really assuring for me as an investor to make that disclosure. I'm an investor on Endemo. And yeah, that's important that do not scale too fast and take the risks on a calculated basis. Any other things apart of that play into your long-term vision for your company on where to take it?
Sure, yeah. I would say the main priority for us now, when we have launched this one node, one debt solution, which it took us almost 2 years negotiating with the Central Bank of Latvia, so we're super happy. It's a big day. It was November 3, November, when we launched it. Now the next priority, which is long awaited by our current investors, current community of Endemo, is a secondary market. So first of all, on Endemo, you invest in appealing investment opportunities. You have good profit earning potential. You have quite solid collateral. But the only thing, basically the security, because it is something which is backed by really existing real estates, residential real estates. The only thing which is lacking is the liquidity. And this is we want to solve with the secondary market. So this will allow investors not just invest, but also sell his portfolio, sell his debts to other investors, some sort of like type of stock exchange, debt stock exchange, when you could invest at early stage, wait till the some part of the journey in a court ends up, and then you could offer to sell this opportunity to some other investor who, for example, is looking for more late stage debts with a premium. Or if you want to like fire sale, I don't know, you need to go out for some reason, I don't know, you want to buy a house, for example, in Spain, or some car or whatever, what happens in life, then you could sell it without premium or with some discount. So it will give investors ability for exit anytime, which is very crucial. And we plan to launch the secondary market in the first part of next year. So it will be our main development priority in the coming months. We start working on it soon. And the second, I would say, is the product development. Next phase would be the investment opportunities connected also with real estate. We see that there is not just a debt investing, but there is possibilities to invest in like late stage debts, or we usually call it REOs, or real estate owned. It's basically real estate where you need to get into possession, which also is shorter but legal procedure, and usually you could create the fix and flip, so you could make some sort of refurbishing and then sell the real estate on the market with a premium. So next, I would say, iteration would be the building this fix and flip product and offering it on Indimo, so investors will be able to invest in some real estate, wait for some construction taking place, and then getting a return from selling the real estate after fixing it on the market. So it will be new type of notes, and it's planned for the mid of next year.
Amazing. Yeah, that sounds really good, and it's very interesting. And yeah, now I guess it's already part for the investors to look into it themselves and check out Indemo. And there the question, of course, is there currently any advantage that they can take at the moment for our listeners that you have brought with you?
Well, yeah. So it's we're happily in November. So November is a Black Friday month. As all of us are private investors, consumers, and it's a big occasion before the Christmas to make some resolutions. And I hope a good resolution would be not buying some consumer goods, but using our capital we earned during this year to allocating to some good investment opportunities. So in Indimo, we are offering quite appealing upside. So there is a cashback promo campaign. It gives you upside bonus depending on the amount you have invested. So you could definitely visit our website www.indimo.eu, where you will find the key terms for this Black Friday cashback promo campaign. But in a nutshell, you have several tiers. Much you invest during the November, much bigger bonus you get. So for the highest bonus rate, it is 5%, and you need to invest 5,000 euro within November to get to this rate. But yeah, take it with caution. Definitely explore Indimo, read our key documents, our website, understand whether discounted debts are suitable for you, and only then try and start your investment journey with Indimo.
Then thanks a lot on shining a bit of light into the discounted debt space. It was a really interesting conversation, and I hope we could spark the interest in a lot of investors. So definitely check out Indemo. Go directly to the website or via the link in the show notes of the podcast. So investorminastories.de/Indemo. Thanks, Sergej, for standing by and answering all of the questions.
Thank you, Tim. It was a pleasure to participate in your podcast and investor stories community. I hope we will meet next time and we'll be able to answer next batch of questions Tim probably gathers. So stay tuned. Thank you.
We will. Have a good one. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Das war's auch schon wieder mit dieser Podcast-Folge. Ich danke dir ganz herzlich fürs Zuhören. Wenn dir der Podcast gefallen hat, würde ich mich sehr freuen, wenn du ihn mit einer Bewertung auf iTunes unterstützt. Außerdem möchte ich dich gerne dazu einladen, der Investor Stories Community auf Facebook beizutreten. Hier hast du einen Austausch mit gleichgesinnten und professionellen Investoren, die selber ihren Weg in die Freiheit der Finanzen gegangen sind. Und von ihnen kannst du lernen oder auch selber andere Leute bereichern. Und zudem ist dort Feedback zum Podcast immer willkommen. Um ganz schnell dorthin zu gelangen, kannst du auch einfach investor-stories.de/community eingeben. Ich freue mich, wenn du auch beim nächsten Mal wieder dabei bist. In diesem Sinne, alles Gute, dein Tim.